This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Kimberly Adams in for David Brancaccio. Home Depot is scheduled to release its quarterly earnings this week. Although, as Julia mentioned, retail sales are fine, there are fewer new homes being built, meaning fewer runs to the home improvement and building supply store. Marketplace's Marielle Segura reports on what the company and the industry are facing.
On the one hand, Home Depot's in a good position. Laura Champagne at Loop Capital says there's steady demand for its products.
That's in part driven by their own initiatives. They're putting lockers in the front of the store, which make it easier to pick up items that are ordered online. Their selection, their pricing is all very good.
On the other hand, there's a lot going on in the economy that could hurt the company. Existing home sales are down year over year. Home prices are still growing, but at a slower pace. And then there's the trade war. Seth Basham at Wedbush Securities says a lot of Home Depot's products are on the tariff list. He says the company has tried to renegotiate with vendors and to find other sources for its products.
However, they are not able to reduce or offset all of the higher costs related to tariffs, so they're ending up having to pass some of that higher cost on to the customer in the form of higher prices.
Analysts say these are problems that Home Depot will probably be facing for many quarters to come. I'm Marielle Segura for Marketplace.